this going. Okay, so my name is Blake Hatt, and I'm here today with the athletic trainer team at St. Mary's University. You guys can go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'll go first. Brittany Davis, head athletic trainer. I've been here for 7 years. Started as a GA, became an assistant, and then became the head shortly after. I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, born and raised, went to Corpus for my undergrad. And a little bit of what I do, I, on my side of the athletic training, is take care of my men's and women's teams across the board, and then a lot of insurance, a lot of paperwork, a lot of stuff on the back end dealing with compliance, dealing with NCAA, and dealing with all of the regulations I have to deal with, medical red shirts, all of that jazz. So a lot of hats that I wear in that category, along with taking care of my teams. That's just a simple overview.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I'm Bridget Harma. I'm the graduate assistant athletic trainer here. I'm originally from north of Chicago, Illinois, which I went to college as well. I've lived in San Antonio for about 3 years now, and I've been at St. Mary's since August. My role here is kind of different since we don't really have a lot of athletics going on, so TBD.
My name is Samantha Pearson. I'm the assistant athletic trainer here. This is my third year. My first year is a full-time. I was here as a graduate assistant, and then I got hired on full-time. My job description is kind of the same as Britt, but I just don't do as much insurance stuff. But I do the drug testing here. I was military, so I moved around a lot. So I'm not from San Antonio, but I've been here for 13 years. So it's home. Other than that, you know, just take care of the athletes. Wear
awesome.
Do many things.
Great, yeah. It sounds like you guys play important roles in the lives of athletes here and wear many hats, as you mentioned, Britt. So before COVID-19 happened on campus, what would a normal day look like for you guys?
It depends on if we're talking about fall sports or spring sports. Both of them are very long hours. It would go from, if you're talking about fall sports, we have men's, women's, soccer, and volleyball. So there's three sports right there. And then spring is a little bit heavier. So we have baseball, softball, basketball, tennis, golf, everything else. So spring is a little bit more crazier for us. But a daily, I guess, routine is coming in. Whether you have morning practice or afternoon practice. Sometimes you have morning practice, you'd get here an hour and a half before practice. Treatments, so you do basic maintenance on everybody. If someone got hurt the day before, you'll do an evaluation. So you'll look at someone, say that they hurt their ankle, whatever else. Go through a normal practice, which is usually runs their shorter sports 2 hours. If it's longer sports, maybe 4 hours. That's something to do with softball or baseball. They'll run a longer because they have individual trainings and then a full team training. Because there's only three of us here, we do cover multiple practices. So it's not just one and done and then some treatments after that. We'll cover maybe two or three practices throughout the day. So a normal day would probably start before 6 a.m. and end around 5 or 6 in the afternoon. So a 12-hour day is usually the average. Sometimes we'll get a little bit shorter on game days. That's why we love game days so much. Game days, you usually just have a 3-hour game and then you're in and out. But it's a long day for us in here. So we call the athletic training room our second home. But other than that, it's long hours. So that's everything from fall to spring. And then summer is basically our time off to kind of relax and catch our breath. So.
Awesome. Great. And does that differ for you guys, or is it more or less all of the same?
It's pretty much the same. You know, before COVID, even then, we would still try to rotate hours. It's a little bit more set in our sports. So you would just cover your individual sports, but now in the COVID era, we kind of just rotate times. So we'll be here from a set time and just cover whatever is going on in that time.
Gotcha.
Other than that, it's about the same for all three of us.
Okay, good. And I know that you, Sammy, and you Brittany, you were here during the start of the shutdown. What did that sort of look like? Was it sort of all of a sudden, or did it kind of like trickle down where there was whispers of it?
It was all of a sudden.
It was very quick.
Very, very sudden. Wait,
we had just gotten back from the women's basketball tournament. So basketball had just ended. We were actually all, Brittany, me, and Kenzie, our former GA, were all at baseball practice the day before, and then the next day it was done. So that was the last time we saw the guys, and most everybody else, actually, that was the last time we'd seen them. So the last time I saw the basketball girls was when we got home from the conference tournament, because then they went home for spring break, and then I didn't see them again until August.
We were on a spring break for baseball, softball, and so we were going through our normal practices, no classes, so we saw our teams every day with a set time, and then all of a sudden we got told, okay, we're going to an extended spring break. We're taking 2 weeks off instead of 1 week off of classes. And so it was a little strange for us because we're like, oh, okay, like, great. We don't have to do, like, as many office hours. Now we just have to cover practices. And then all of a sudden on, like, that second Thursday during spring break, they're like, don't come back. Just don't come back. And we'll TBD, like, everything will just be determined, you know, take the 4 days off, and then we'll let you know come Monday what we're going to do. And then after that, we didn't see anybody. So we were not allowed to come back on campus. We weren't allowed to see our athletes. We weren't allowed to do any kind of treatments, have one-on-ones. Basically, it was just like everything has to stop. Mm-hmm. So it was very strange for us from going a full 12-hour day and then just being like, okay, don't come into work and don't see anybody. Mm-hmm. So it was very weird for us.
Yeah. It was different for me and Kenzie because we lived on campus at the time, okay. And we were told you need to get out of the dorms. Wow. So, I mean, I lived in San Antonio, so it was easy. My parents just came, helped me pack up, and then I moved all my stuff back into their house. But for Kinsey, we had to load up her car. She drove home to Wyoming, and just we finished out classes virtually.
Hmm. And so just all of a sudden, just out of the blue. Just,
all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. And then, like, during the shutdown, were you guys able to communicate with athletes and sort of work with them online, or what did that sort of look like?
Yeah, once we got a plan together from administration and they kind of told us that this was lasting a little bit longer than we thought, we were concerned about our athletes' well-being, especially some people who just had surgery, people who were going through, you know, injuries or whatever else. We're like, hey, like, we just want to keep in touch with these athletes. We did phone, text, that kind of stuff. I never did a Zoom call or any kind of FaceTime call.
I did a couple FaceTimes.
That was kind of the easier way to just check in with people of like, hey, how's your rehab going? All that kind of stuff. We didn't want to, it sucked for our athletes because we sent them home and they're in the middle of a 6-month recovery. How are they going to be able to take care of themselves? What are they supposed to do? You know, plus they can't go to PT because everything's shut down. So we would send them up. I would send my athletes like updates of like, okay, this is what you're doing for these 2 weeks. We'll talk in another week, tell me how you feel, you know, all that kind of stuff, then we'll kind of go from there. Whereas we went from like an everyday check-in to a weekly check-in or a bi-weekly check-in. So it was different. It's very different, but that's what we managed.
It was also kind of difficult because we had to get creative, like with what they had in their house, because gyms were shut down.
Yeah.
So they couldn't go and lift weights, especially those athletes that were further along that should have been in the gym. Like, actually, like, getting power and stuff, we had to be like, okay, what's the heaviest thing you have in your house? What can you lift? And stuff like that. So
how many books do you have?
Yeah, we had to get very creative with that kind of stuff. So that was interesting.
And it's also like, okay, are you at a safe place where you can go out and do a run? Are you at a safe place where you can, you know, are you comfortable going out in public to a park and doing, you know, sprints? You know, that kind of stuff. So we had to work around athletes along with everything for city-wise and, like, things that be creative.
Interesting. Yeah, I know it was difficult for me to get my lifts in when it first started. I was using, like, towels and, you know, any books I had, throwing them in a backpack, a whole bit. So now that we've kind of established a routine to deal with COVID-19, what are, like, the biggest changes for you guys, and how does that affect, like, your day-to-day schedule? Now, or do you find that there's a big difference other than, you know, maybe just wearing a mask?
I think the biggest change is once someone develops symptoms or any kind of sickness symptoms. Normally, in our line of work, it's like, okay, we go through and we're like, what are your symptoms? Okay, I have a cough. Okay, well, it's allergy season. Let's look at all of this. Or, okay, it could be strep. Now it's immediately everybody runs to COVID. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, like, let's take a step back. Let's look at all of these kind of symptoms and checklists, and let's see if it actually is that kind of symptom or if we're dealing with something as small as a cold. But what sucks for our athletes is even if it is a cold, we have to be so precautious that they're shut down for a couple of days until we figure out what's going on. So that's what's so different, I guess, for me in dealing with everyday, like, care. Because usually you have someone come in here and they're like, hey, we don't feel good. And they're like, okay, take their temperature, kind of go throughout the day. Okay, let's see how you feel. Let's get through a little bit of weight. Let's get through this. See if you're able to do some stuff. And if it is, you know, a cold, then we go from there. But if it's COVID, it's highly contagious, and now we can't have them around everybody. So the protocol is just completely different.
I think it's a little different at first, because at first they had to make appointments to come see us. But that's kind of changed to, like, walk-ins now. I mean, other than that, it's really just more the general medical stuff that's really changed. Everything else is pretty much the same, but obviously the masks.
Okay. Has it affected your guys' scheduling much? I know you mentioned that you work, like, set hours more so now, and you rotate those hours. Is it more difficult now that teams kind of have to, like, split up their sessions into, like, separate practices where you're required to be there more? I know CJ and I have noticed that with, like, smaller groups and us being having to be, like, in the weight room more often, it's kind of difficult to see all the athletes. Is it similar for you guys?
Yeah. I'd say similar a lot. Because normally you'd have basketball go, and they'd all come in here, get all their stuff done. But now it's like they have to come in at split appointments, split times. And then everybody is basically off-season right now, so everybody wants the same care across the board. And then you're trying to give them adequate medical care. And so you're trying to do as much as you can with the amount of time that you're set. Because we don't want to be here 12-hour days when we don't have full-on games and everything else. Especially since next semester is going to be so stressful. We're trying to manage our time and mental health while we can right now before next semester just gets crazy.
And do you guys feel like you guys are going to be sort of cut thin next semester when, like, you know, you're traveling with teams, going on the road, and that leaves only two of you here, and there's pretty much a game every night? How do you guys think that you're going to deal with that in the future?
Very well planning.
We're getting a fourth person.
Okay.
Temporary AT. She was here last year. So that's going to help a lot, but it's going to be very carefully planned. And
yeah,
one thing that all three of us are going to have to realize is that we're just going to have to be flexible because things are going to change at the drop of a hat. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is we're going to be like, oh yeah, we have this set plan. And then all of a sudden one team shut down. So that opens up this up, but now you're here for this other sport instead. And
so it's just going to have to, like, I'm already planning right now. So January's coming quicker than you can say. And we are trying to plan practices along with games every single night. And there's only four of us. So you're covering across the board 11 contact sports that need medical care and coverage. And there's only four of us. So, like, it's a very well-planned schedule. And then you're going to have to be adaptable and flexible when things change or when things go wrong. So
I know you mentioned having one other person come in. Is there anything else, like, in the future, maybe just even looking forward to next semester, they would like to hope see maybe a restriction loosened or like a change on campus to be made in order to sort of help your guys' job and help you, you know, do the best you can? I mean, within, like, the realms of reality, of course. I mean, like, in the perfect world, you know, there'd be a vaccine and, you know, we'd, you know, be able to do really as we were before. But
I think with us and doing testing on all of our student athletes and everything, I think it'll become a little bit more smoother because we'll know for sure, like, okay, we tested everyone on Tuesday, everyone's negative. Okay, go about your normal business. People won't be in a panic mode on if or when they're going to get sick. Now it's, hey, you're tested twice a week. You know, we'll let you know, you'll at least have a confirmation. And if you don't feel well, what's going on? So it's not all questionable. I think that helps a lot. But as for our job, I don't think it changes.
I think the hours are just going to increase.
The hours are just going to increase, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a perfect world, we'd love to have another full-time athletic trainer to kind of just break the ice of coverage. But, I mean, in the medical realm of COVID, there's really not a lot we have control over. Mm. I mean, we just tell athletes on a day-to-day, wash your hands, don't share your drinks, you know, have common sense, don't go in public places where you don't know a lot of people. If you are, wear your mask, have social distancing, that kind of stuff. Just be smart about your surroundings. And I mean, we're dealing with 19 to 22 year olds. So of course you're dealing with a high population who like to social gather and have a social life and everything else. But it's just, you know, where is that fine line of, you know, being smart and responsible and just taking care of yourself? But I mean, just keeping them keeping them educated on just daily self-care of not getting around a bunch of people who either have a cough or don't feel well or that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. Anything else you guys would like to add?
I would like to not wear a mask anymore.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in the future. I heard a report yesterday that there's a new vaccine being tested that's like 90% effective.
I saw that too.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
We'll see how it goes, though.
Yeah.
I just think the whole thing just opened our eyes to like what our life was before and what you take for granted.
Yeah.
Truly.
Seeing people. Yeah. You know, being able to go out to a grocery store and, you know, not be scared to run into somebody or, you know, whatever else. Taking care of our athletes on a daily basis, seeing people practice without a mask, you know, that kind of stuff just really opens your eyes to what it was before.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy. Like, I don't even know what any of my athletes look like.
Yeah, I know.
I've never seen them without a mask on, so I don't even know what they look like. If I saw them without it, I don't think I would recognize them. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. And it's funny when, like, you see them take their mask down to take a drink of water or something like that. You're like, I was like, it's almost like you generate a picture of of the face of what you expect them to look like. And then you see, and you're like, that's not what you look like.
Yeah, but, I figured out that some of the freshmen actually have beards and stuff. And
yeah.
That didn't picture you with one.
Yeah. it's funny. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for doing this. It's big help. I appreciate it.
No, of course.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'll do that.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, and the only thing I have left to do is